I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1485, Hypocrite or Human? You know, words mean things, and sometimes people use words, and I don't think they really know what they're saying when they use those words, especially in an argument, when the heat is up, when one person is trying to belittle another, to put them down. And Christians are often mocked and belittled, and often we do deserve it. But if we're going to be called names, let's at least earn the rebuke. Sometimes Christians are called hypocrites. And yep, we are that. But oftentimes when we're called hypocrites, it really is just a case of us being human. Let me explain. T2G is about the two great commandments, the greatest of all, loving God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. And yes, we're the first to admit we don't do that perfectly. We often fall way short of that, but it doesn't necessarily mean we're hypocrites. Jesus is the one who used the word hypocrite most, and most of the time he was using it to blast the so-called God followers. Hypocrites is the Greek word. It's used 17 times in the New Testament, and every time by Jesus. The word denotes someone acting out the part of a character in a play. In Greek drama, the actors held over their faces oversized masks, painted to represent the character they were portraying, so people who were farther away could see who they were supposed to be. In life, the hypocrite is a person who masks his real self while he plays the part for his audience. So what characterizes the religious hypocrite? In the book New International Encyclopedia of Bible Words, the author writes, in Matthew's Gospel, where the word occurs the most, we note this. One, a hypocrite does not act spontaneously from the heart, but with calculation to impress observers. Matthew 6:1-3. Secondly, a hypocrite thinks only of the external trappings of religions, ignoring the central heart issues of love for God and others. Matthew 15:1-21. Third, a hypocrite uses spiritual talk to hide best motives. Matthew 22:18-22. The point is, Jesus gives this warning to the hypocrite of every age. Woe to you! We see that all over the place. So here's the deal. A hypocrite is not someone who simply blows it, who sins, who makes mistakes, who messes up, who doesn't always live up to the standards of Jesus. That's not a hypocrite. That's a human. A hypocrite is a person who professes beliefs and opinions that he or she does not hold in order to conceal his or her real feelings or motives. You see, a hypocrite is a pretender. Now, let's be honest. There's something of a hypocrite in all of us. I mean, D.A. Carson wrote, "Do I pray more frequently and more fervently when alone with God or when I'm in public? Do I love the secret place of prayer? Is my public praying simply the overflow of my private praying?" If the answers are not enthusiastically affirmatives, we fail the test and we fall under Jesus' condemnation. Then we're hypocrites. So here's the great question. In what ways could someone legitimately call you a hypocrite? Let's pray. Lord, we are all fallen humans, but we're not always hypocrites. We aren't perfect, but we still don't want to be pretenders. We want to be true people after your own heart, even though we fail in the flesh. So Lord, help us in our humanity to still reflect your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1486. And in the meantime, Eugene Peterson wrote, "Youths use the pejorative hypocrite quite indiscriminately and often inaccurately. Sometimes they simply use it as a synonym for sinner, someone who makes a not perfect Christian, someone who forgets, who gets irritated, who has misjudgments. In such cases, some elementary instructions in the nature of hypocrisy is in order. For the hypocrite is not a person who claims to be a Christian and who at the same time sins. All of us do that. The finest of saints did that. Hypocrites are those who spend their time ritualizing their religion, with no intention of ever living it, ever. They are the people who are not concerned with working out the life of faith in intimate relationships and personal actions. Hypocrites do not sin more than others. They pretend more. They don't fail more often. They do, though, fake it more often. Just because our sons and daughters discover that we're not perfect doesn't provide them with a prima facie evidence of hypocrisy, and they need to know that. I want to put it this way. We just need to know the difference between hypocrite and human.